Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Tex Roma.
Attempts the theft of the brass chest and dies, Nayland Smith realizes that the sea fun has left him in possession of the chest, expecting him to open it and meet his death through the medium of the poison needle. With the secret of the chest exposed, its usefulness to the sea fun and Dr. Fu Manchu as an instrument of murder has ended. Nayland Smith and Dr. Petrie have returned to their old quarters in Baker Street. We find Dr. Petrie and Sir Graham Guthrie, erstwhile victim of Dr. Fu Manchu, discussing past events in the doctor's study. It is 9 o'clock in the evening.
Have you any idea, Dr. Petrie, when Mr. Smith will return?
Not definitely, Sir Graham. He's been away the past 3 days, working on something alone at the moment.
Still on this Fu Manchu business, I suppose.
But frankly, Sir Graham, I'd rather not speak of it. After all, it's Smith's affair and all that. You know?
Of course, why so? By the way, wasn't there a young woman connected with Dr. Fu Manchu?
You mean Karami? Yes, yes, she was. However, she's broken her connections with the doctor and is by this time well on her way to Egypt.
Pardon the undue interest, Dr. Petrie, but if I remember rightly, you were interested in the young lady.
More than I realized, Sir Graham.
I never met her, but from your account and from others, I understood she was quite unusually...
She's very beautiful.
Yes.
Her circumstances beyond her ability to cope with forced her into the service of Fu Manchu.
Quite so, yes, so I understood. And this young lady, you say, sailed for Egypt?
A fortnight ago.
You couldn't be mistaken, Doctor.
Mistaken? Oh, no, indeed. Smith and I saw her off at the dock.
I wonder if he could have been mistaken.
What was that, Sir Graham?
Oh, nothing really. I was merely... Oh, by the way, have you ever heard the name Yen Sun Yat?
Yen Sun Yat? Think me, I have. Wasn't he the Mandarin who warned the Reverend Elphin not to return to the Orient? Oh, but he wouldn't know of that, of course.
I do happen to know quite a bit about the case. Elphin was a very close friend of mine. spent a great deal of time together in China in the old days before I was transferred to Bhutan, my present post, when I'm on duty.
Then you know Yen Sun Yat?
Very well indeed. He's quite a power in the interior of China. Just what his connections are, I've never been quite able to determine. He is, however, tremendously influential in certain sections, particularly Jiangsu province.
I believe Nayland mentioned him once or twice as being connected with a certain movement in the East.
Mr. Smith knows, of course, that Yen Sun Yat landed in this country a week ago en route to the continent.
Well, he hasn't spoken of it.
Oh, apropos of Yen Sun Yat's arrival. We were together for several hours before he left for Berlin. He recounted to me something that had happened at sea a day or so before his landing.
Yes, Sir Graham?
A transfer from ship to ship of a passenger. Two passengers, in fact. A young woman and,
Pardon me, Sir Graham.
Of course.
Hello. This is Dr. Petrie speaking. Mrs. Hewitt. Oh, very well. I'll be there immediately.
Something...
Oh, one of my patients, Sir Graham. Rather urgent. I'll have to run around and make yourself at home. I'll be back at once.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Doctor. Why, I may be gone when you return. My car should be here in a few moments.
Well, don't hurry. I'll be back in no time, Sir Graham.
Oh, Dr. Petrie. Why, we didn't expect you. Mrs. Hewitt's asleep. She's feeling much better.
Eh? Asleep, you say, Anna? She's better than it. Why, she or someone phoned asking me to come over at once.
Well, not from here, Doctor. Our telephone's been cut off since Mrs. Hewitt took sick. The ringing disturbed us.
Someone used an outside phone, perhaps.
No one from here, sir. Everyone's in bed. I was just going up myself.
Oh. Oh, very well, Anna. Well, good night.
Good night, sir. I'm sorry if someone made a mistake.
Mistake? I wonder. Car waiting in front of my place. Probably Sir Graham. I say, old man. You're waiting for Sir Graham Guthrie?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll tell him. Well, Nayland, old chap.
Hello, Petrie.
Well, I'm glad you're back. Missed you. Oh, where's Guthrie?
Guthrie? Sir Graham Guthrie? Is he here?
Oh, I left him not 10 minutes ago.
Here, in this room? Great Scott, Petrie.
Well, what's the matter? Good heavens, Nayland, you don't mean...
Yes, Fu Manchu, Petrie. He's once more turned his attention to Sir Graham Guthrie. Come on, man. We've got to hurry if we want to save him. That car.
Sir Graham. It drove up as I came in.
You're Sir Graham Guthrie, chauffeur?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been here?
Only a moment, sir. I drove up as this gentleman went in.
There was no other car as you drove up?
The black sedan pulled out, sir, as I turned to the street.
Did you see which way it went?
Oh, I turned off, sir. Two squares down, just this moment.
Can you overtake it?
I can try, sir. But Sir Graham Guthrie...
He's in that car, kidnapped.
Get in, sir. I'll do my best.
That telephone call, Petrie, was a trick to get you away from Guthrie. I got wind of it up country. Fu Manchu's been ordered to get Sir Graham Guthrie.
Ordered to get him? Why?
For questioning. Somewhere, there's a leakage of information in the Oriental group. They've got to stop it.
Hey? You mean the Sifan?
Of course, the Sifan, the black poppies, Fu Manchu. They're one and the same, working together as a whole. Dr. Fu's been instructed to question Sir Graham.
I think that's the car, sir. That flashing tail light.
They're headed for Battersea.
The Thames on our right. His rat hole's on the river, as usual.
The car pulled in, sir, into that next street. It ends at the river. They'll have to come back.
Stop here. Drive back to the last turning, driver, and wait there. Out of sight. Bring the car up when you hear a police whistle.
Right, sir.
Come, Petrie. We must get to that corner and see where their car stops without showing ourselves. By Jove, they're backing out. We've got to get out of sight before they turn the corner.
Well, there's no place to hide.
Here, here. This gate in the wall. Over. Quick. Down, Petrie. Stay there until they pass.
Close thing, Nayland. How do we know we followed the right car?
Would any ordinary man be motoring in this spot at midnight?
Right. Shall we get back into the street now?
Not yet. I have an idea. Look over there.
A door. Well, it'll probably open onto the wharf gate of this place.
Let's see. Right, Petrie. That turning leads to the gate. Come on.
Wait. That old building over there, across the court. A window. Look.
By Jove, just light it up from the inside. They must have gone in there. That door in the back of the room opening. Good heavens. It's Carraby.
Steady, old chap.
I knew, but haven't the heart to tell you. He has her under his control again. Had her transferred from ship to ship at sea.
Now I understand what Sir Graham was trying to tell me. I didn't pay much attention. Nayland, what power has that man over Carraby?
Oh, who knows? After all, Petrie, she's only a woman. Women are the same. Charing Cross to Pagoda Road. She's coming back out of the room. Come along, old chap.
Of course. We'll have to risk the other windows. Come. I'm not afraid to try anything alone against him.
Guthrie's in that house, Petrie. He's been brought here to be put to the question.
Put to the question?
In the medieval and the oriental sense, Petrie, if you understand what I mean. We have no time to seek help. You had your pistol. Follow closely and quietly.
There must be a door.
Oh, here it is. An outer room. Dark. Come on. Got your gun ready? You may have to shoot.
Yes. I'm thinking of Carraby. I hope to meet you. It's Guthrie. They're torturing him.
Oh, no. No, not that. Not the dragon.
Good heavens, he's got poor Graham in one of those devilish contrivances. Stand back, Petrie. Leave this to me. Nayland, we can't be quiet. Someone coming. The door, Petrie, close it. I've got her. It's Carraby. Get my flash. In my pocket.
All right.
Now, cord in my right-hand pocket. Tie her wrists. She mustn't get loose.
Oh. All right, Nayland. All right, there. There, she's fastened.
We'll have to gag her.
Nayland, I can't do that.
Oh, no, please. Do not be cruel to me. Everyone here is cruel to me. I promise to be quiet.
Carraby, we would have believed you once. We cannot now.
You know my name. Yet I have never seen you in my life. Who are you?
Good heavens. What has that fiend done to her?
See if that door locks, Petrie.
Yes. Yes, you're going to leave her?
Temporarily, yes. We'll get her when we come back. Come along. Lock it and bring the key. Then follow quickly. There. Light showing under that door. His torture chamber. Great Scott, listen.
I suggest that it may be the murderer.
Thank you.
of Fu Manchu.